this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you. Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned into last week's episode where we talked about my latest remedy haul. Before I get into today's episode, I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I have seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I have learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. This podcast episode is actually a little bittersweet, as I have decided that this will be the last Honest Homeopathy episode that I create. I have really been back and forth in my mind as to when I would end the podcast, and I feel like now is that time. As of this episode, I have created 75 episodes on the Honest Homeopathy podcast, and you, my listeners, have made it worth every single minute. I feel like it has been a joyful and beautiful experience. I have learned a lot and feel as if I have accomplished what I set out to do. I've had several listeners message me to tell me that they appreciate my podcast because it is a great introduction to homeopathy and that it's perfect for moms who are just getting started on their journey. This past week, I had someone share with me that they appreciated my podcast because they considered it a great gateway and introduction to women, mothers, and others who are wanting to know more about homeopathy. This feedback brought joy to my heart because that is why I started this podcast to begin with several years ago. I wanted to introduce people to this amazing medicine that we call homeopathy. I never set out for my podcast to be graduate-level homeopathy knowledge, but my hope was that it would give a basic knowledge and understanding of this amazing medicine and motivate others to learn more. So I hope I have succeeded in doing that. Of course, the Honest Homeopathy podcast will still be available on all platforms, so I hope others will discover it and faithful listeners will continue to reference back to past episodes as a refresher. Some of you may be wondering why I've decided to stop the podcast. So this is the sweet part of the bittersweet. So my decision to stop the podcast is actually a decision that I made in order to try to produce even more content. I made the decision to transition from the podcast platform to the blog platform, which I'm pretty excited about. On my blog, I will continue to share all I am learning about homeopathy, as well as several other topics concerning being a homemaker and simplistic living. I'm striving to combine all of my passions onto one platform. You will be able to find all of my content at www.homemakermadesimple.com. Again, that's www.homemakermadesimple.com. I'll put the link in the show notes for easy access. So if you are a listener of the podcast, I would love to hear from you. Please be sure to check out my blog and send me a message. Okay, now that I've shared my big announcement, let's get started with today's podcast. Since my announcement involved a big change, I thought this episode would be all about change and how homeopathy can help us through the changes of life. Change is a natural part of life. Some change is wanted and some change is unwanted, but how we react and adapt to change is one of the keys to staying healthy. Sidney J. Harris has a quote that I think is very true, and I quote, "Our dilemma is that we hate change and love it at the same time. What we really want is for things to remain the same but get better," end of quote. Some people love change, whereas others are more adverse to it. I would be in the category that is more averse to it. Thankfully, there are homeopathic medicines that can help our bodies adjust and move forward with the changes we encounter in our lives. The types of changes are really endless. It could be a hormonal change such as puberty or menopause. There could be a job loss or a relationship loss. You might get a new job and need to move and relocate your family. There are a variety of changes, some positive and others more challenging, but let's talk about a few remedies that could possibly help in these situations. If change has brought about a lot of anxiousness and restlessness in your life, then I would definitely look into the remedy Arsenicum Album. It is known to help with anxiety about the future, anxiety about your health, or fear of financial loss.
Arsenicum album is a great remedy to consider if experiencing negative emotions from change. If a person is averse to meeting new people and very shy and bashful, a remedy to consider is Baryta carbonica. Types of change that might result in these types of emotions might include starting a new school or possibly getting a new job. Another remedy to have on hand when processing change in one's life is Coffea cruda. This is a great remedy to utilize if, as a result of change, you have developed insomnia. Usually the reason for the insomnia is because there is a constant flow of thoughts in the mind. These thoughts don't necessarily have to be a result of a negative change. Oftentimes, something really positive and joyful can happen in our lives that keeps us from sleeping as well. If your sleep has been affected by change, both good or bad, then I would definitely consider coffee. The next remedy we're going to talk about to help deal with change is a remedy known to help with grief. Ignatia is a remedy that can help someone who is grieving after the loss of a loved one or a pet. It can also help someone process their emotions after a breakup or divorce. When a change brings grief, always think of the remedy Ignatia. The last remedy I want to talk about is a remedy that is beneficial for someone if after a change in life has occurred, they experience a constant state of worry or care. The remedy to remember for this situation is Kallifos. This remedy is also known to address the emotion of homesickness. This is a remedy that is important to remember during seasons of change that involve a move or possibly going off to college. Homeopathy is such an amazing medicine, one that meets our body's needs on an emotional and physical level. Change is a natural part of life, and our bodies are kept in a healthier state if we are able to adjust and adapt to change. If you are experiencing any kind of life changes currently, or you will in the future, I hope you will remember the remedies that we just mentioned. I do hope that by listening to today's episode, you are encouraged to go and study on your own and do the work to learn even more to take care of yourself and your family. Homeopathy is an investment in your health, and it's one that you won't regret. Welcome back. So we've taken some time to learn about the best remedies to consider when dealing with life's changes. Now we are going to take an honest look at the homeopathy I've been using in my own home over the past week. As of last week, we are about halfway through our Gateway to Practical Homeopathy study group class. I am so enjoying learning more about homeopathy with this amazing group of women. No matter how many times I go through the material, I always end up learning something new. I encourage anyone who is interested in taking this class to find an upcoming online class and sign up. I hope to be offering more classes in the new year, both of Gateway 1 and 2. So be sure to check out my blog for more information. So concerning the remedies we used in our own home this week, it was actually pretty calm around here. We had to give Arnica once for some bruises and bumps, and my son took the aconite bryonia combo one evening because he said he felt like he was getting sick. But other than that, we have just been enjoying some sweet family time outside in the beautiful North Carolina fall weather. I want everyone to know that I will continue to share my personal experiences using homeopathy on my blog, so please be sure to check out my post for even more ways to use homeopathy in your own home. I love being able to share my experiences using homeopathy with all of you and learning about this amazing medicine. I hope that you find it beneficial and are encouraged as well. Before I sign off of today's episode, I want to genuinely thank each of you who have been faithful listeners to each episode and those of you who shared the podcast. I hope that you will continue to listen, learn, and share with others so that they too can be introduced to this amazing medicine. Thank you to those of you who sent me emails over the past 2 years with questions and encouragement. I consider you my friends in my homeopathy community. I hope that you will continue to communicate with me. Thank you for believing in yourself as the caregiver of your home. Thank you for choosing homeopathy as your family's form of healthcare. I hope you feel empowered as you grow in your knowledge of homeopathy. There is a quote by Brian Williams that says, "You may find that making a difference for others makes the biggest difference in you." I started this podcast with hopes to make a difference and to introduce women and mothers like myself into the world of homeopathy. I pray that I have done this. But what I know for sure is that you as my audience have made a profound difference in me. So thank you to each and every one of you. I hope that you will continue to follow along on my journey at homemakermadesimple.com. Hugs to each and every one of you. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I've mentioned in today's episode or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute to leave a 5-star review. Whether you are listening on Google, Spotify, or Apple, your reviews really do make a difference to help share this podcast with others. Just a quick recap of today's show. Today we talked about the best homeopathic medicines to have on hand when dealing with the varying emotions from change. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your family. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.